Good morning. Thank you, Josh, for those songs. Thank you, men, for the parts you've played so far. We've got a prayer request. We need to remember in our prayers Laura Fint. She's been suffering high blood pressure and the symptoms that go along with that. She is in a new school, I'm assuming a teacher, and in a new school this year, and trying to manage the stress that comes from all of that. And so I totally get that one. So let's go to God in prayer for Laura Fint. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the power of prayer that we can come before your throne and present our worries, our fears, our concerns, our praise to you. Dear God, we ask that you be with Laura at this time. Help her be able to deal with the stress of a new situation, a new environment. A lot of times, even good stress is still stress. We ask that you be with her and hopefully be able to control the blood pressure, and we know that that is so dangerous. We ask that you be with her, be with the doctors as they treat that, and we thank you for all the blessings that you give us. You give us a wonderful life. Please be with us as we continue our worship to you. We pray that everything be done in spirit and in truth, and that everything be pleasing and glorifying to you. We pray everything through your son, Jesus. Amen. It was mentioned earlier, we have a new brother in Christ. Puka was baptized last Sunday, has been studying with his family, been studying with Frank, and we're awful glad for that. We rejoice in having a new brother. Amen. If I counted right, we had 96 today, 96 souls here to. So we're very fortunate of that and glad that you are here. If you're visiting with us, we give you a very special welcome and glad to see you and want to welcome you back whenever you can. Want to invite everybody back tonight to worship. Tracy is going to be delivering the lesson. The title of his lesson is Do We Understand the Assignment? And sounds interesting. So anyway, let's get into our lesson today. It's titled Martha, Martha, and you are worried and troubled about many things. Martha sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap from this passage. Martha loved Jesus. There is no doubt about that. And Jesus loved her. In fact, Jesus loved the whole family. He loved Martha, he loved her sister Mary and their brother Lazarus. And it was Martha who, at the death of her brother, stayed strong. And Mary, even though in this passage kind of was the strong one, we see Martha was the strong one and just kept going at the death of their brother. And made that great confession that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. That same confession that Peter made. That same confession that the Ethiopian eunuch made. The same confession that Puka made last Sunday night. The same confession we made before we were baptized. And hopefully that same confession we make daily in our life, in our day-to-day dealings with people. But this passage is taken from Luke 10. Tracy read it for us earlier. I'd like to start off reading it again. It says, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Martha loved Jesus, there's no doubt. She's the one that invited him into her home, invited the Lord to her house, and was busy wanting to make the day and the event perfect, wanted to prepare a meal and make a good setting for Jesus, the Son of God. But she was distracted with some physical things. In verse 40, it says, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Jesus must have carried some weight with that family. They were close. She has invited him in, and she wanted to make everything right. I'm sure she was wanting to make sure the floor was swept and the food was just, everything was perfect. But she got distracted. The Son of God was in her house. And she got distracted with physical things. And she was wanting some help. Mary's just sitting around listening, talking to you. Tell her to get up and come help me. That's what Martha was doing. She was distracted with physical issues. Don't we do that? We get distracted and caught up in life. And I tell you, sometimes, you know, I got up there that it can be a whirlwind. Sometimes it can be a full-blown F5 tornado in life. And that is distracting. Work schedules, trying to juggle life, throw kids into the mix. You've got to go to work, and then they've got, you know, band rehearsal, they've got soccer practice, baseball practice, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, whatever, and you're going 86 different directions 100 miles an hour. It's easy to get distracted. All of a sudden, you've got bills. Last I checked, wouldn't it be nice to be able to just sit at Jesus' feet and listen to what he has to say? Wouldn't it be nice to just kind of sit around all day and read the Bible? There's something called bills. Last time I checked, you still got to make the mortgage payment. When you go to the store, you can't get them on your good looks. And then you throw in repairs. The air conditioner goes out. The car has a flat tire, whatever. We get distracted. Then there's health issues. Go to the doctor. Doctor wants to run some couple of tests. And then you're waiting, twiddling your thumbs, waiting for those results to come back. And by the way, we need to keep curtain our prayers. You're having your knee surgery this Tuesday, right? So Kurt's having knee replacement surgery, so we need to keep him in our prayers this Tuesday. There's politics, current events, things going on all around us. It is easy to get distracted. Martha sometimes gets a bad rap. It's the same bad rap we get caught up in, though. Getting distracted with physical issues in our lives. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, starting in verse 19, Jesus tells the people that were listening to him some words that is good for us to listen to. It says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The things that we focus on is going to be our treasure. The things that get the most attention in our lives. And Jesus was warning Martha, "You're distracted and worried about many things." It's easy to do. But Jesus is telling people, keep things in perspective. Don't worry about worldly issues. Worry about spiritual issues. A few verses later, he says, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you can, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" I tell you, if Jesus knew what he was talking about, because if I could, I'd be as tall as Brandon. I'm a worrier, and I get distracted, just like Martha does. Goes on to say, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first." Seek first. He's not saying don't pay attention to those things. I don't want any of us to show up to worship next Sunday naked. He's saying seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We got enough to worry about right now today rather than tomorrow. And most of the things we worry about today never come to pass. In Matthew 10, verse 28, Jesus really puts things into good perspective. He says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's what we need to concern ourselves with. Things that matter. Things that affect our eternity. Not the things that we get caught up in our day-to-day whirlwind of life. In Hebrews 13, verse 6, it says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Sometimes we worry about those things. We worry about what we are going to wear, what we're going to eat, what we're going to do tomorrow. We worry about other people. In Revelation 2:10, Jesus was telling John in this revelation about in his letter to the seven churches of Asia, he was talking to the church at Smyrna. And he says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. There were Christians that were going to be suffering there in the first century. He says, don't worry about the things that you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's what Jesus is telling us. Be faithful until death. Don't worry even about things we might even have to suffer. And they're suffering all over the world right now as Christians. There are Dick has told us stories that Vilan has said in India about how Christian preachers get chased down the street and beaten up, and their assemblies broken up by angry Hindus. There are places in the world right now where Christians are beaten, tortured, and killed for their beliefs. We sometimes in the United States are a little removed from that stuff. But in other parts of the world, people don't have freedom of religion like we do. And Jesus is saying, be faithful until death. Don't get distracted. You might suffer persecution, but don't get distracted. Remain faithful. Martha also not only was distracted by physical things, she got distracted by Mary. She was concerning about what Mary was doing. Jesus, you tell her to get in this kitchen and help me. I'm trying to prepare things, and she's just sitting around talking to you. And here I am, sweating and laboring in the kitchen to make everybody a nice meal. Tell her to get up and help me. Don't we do that? We worry about physical things all around us. We worry about what other people are doing. Well, so-and-so wasn't at church last Sunday. I was, but so-and-so wasn't. Other people are doing this. While I was working here, what were they doing? Isn't that easy to do? Jesus doesn't want us to do that. In verse 40, it said, but Martha was distracted with much serving and approached him and said, Lord, do you not care? We had a lesson a few months ago when Jesus was in the boat and there was the big storm, and the disciples, the apostles, asked him, Lord, do you not care that we're perishing? Jesus doesn't care about us. He only came, he left his Father's side to come to earth to be our sacrifice for our sins. And here we've got somebody else asking, Lord, don't you care? He cares about everything. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. We worry about other people. We worry about what others are doing or are not doing. Worry about what people are wearing. Did you see what so-and-so was wearing today? We compare. One of the worst things in life is comparing ourselves to others. That you're not as good as somebody else. Or the other end, being arrogant that I'm better than so-and-so. Just because we may be better than so-and-so may not be pleasing to God. We may be more righteous than so-and-so, but we may still be missing the mark. Martha got worried about physical distractions, but also about what other people were doing. In verse 38, it says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house." She was concerned about Jesus. She wanted to help minister to him. She was wanting to give care to Jesus. Give him a home-cooked meal. Welcome him in. Get him out of the hot sun and care for him. Her heart was in the right place. John 21, verse 21 and 22. Great verse to compare to this. Jesus was walking along with Peter and John, and Jesus was telling Peter kind of an eye-opening conversation about the kind of death Peter was going to experience. That when you're younger, you kind of did your own thing. You went where you wanted to go, did what you wanted to do. But when you're older, people are going to take you where you don't want to go. And it says, and it signified the kind of death that Peter was going to face, that he would be crucified. Peter wants to know about John. It says in verse 21, Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this guy? What about this man, John? You've told me about me. What about him?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." That's the same thing, ultimately, he's telling Martha. Don't worry about other people. You got enough to worry about tending your own business. Doing what you need to do. Don't worry about other people. You follow me. In verse 42, it says, "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Jesus didn't condemn Martha. He corrected Martha. He didn't criticize her. He's teaching her. Lord, tell her to get up. All she's doing is sitting around and talking to you. Jesus wasn't going to be with them forever. Mary was trying to grasp as much as she could while he was there. Martha's heart was right. I want everything to be perfect for my Lord and Savior. Jesus didn't care about what she was fixing. He didn't care if the floor was swept up and it was nice and everything was in his place. He didn't care about that. Mary has chosen the good part. One thing is needed, he said. We have to realize that, not get caught up with the distractions, the physical distractions, what other people are doing. not doing. And we need to stay focused on that. It's so easy to get distracted, to take our eyes off the prize. I'd like to end up with Matthew 7, toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is telling the crowd, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it. One of the reasons why few find it, I mean, there's lots of reasons, but one of those reasons is the getting distracted. Just like Martha. Martha is no different from us. We get distracted just like she does. And Jesus has warned her and is warning us. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Let's stay focused. As we go into this new week, let's stay focused for our account, and let's stay focused as an example for others. If you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, repentance, if you've sinned, don't continue being not pleasing to God. God doesn't want sin in your life. If you've done a private sin, by all means, repent in your heart and prayer to God, right where you are. If your sin is public and has involved others, then public repentance is required. Can't just say, I'm sorry, and brush it under the carpet. You have to repent. If you need prayers of the congregation, if you're looking for a church home, we would love to have you. Whatever your need, please come forward, let your needs be known. While Josh leads us in the invitation song, let's stand and sing.